Hey, what are you doing in here? You should probably leave. What happened last time? Nothing happened last time. There was nothing. What did you hear? No, I mean, you know, Jay and Gil got me freed from the stone, and then we went up the mountain, got some stuff to find an artifact and for the Empress, which is arguably a bad idea. And then we got through some puzzles with no problems at all, nothing of note that really, you know, happened in that, and then now we're fighting this thing here. But I think we can take it. Not sure why Gil and Jay aren't really moving, though, but hey, I guess I'll just have to roll with it.
Welcome back to Just Roll With It. My name is Grizzly, and I'm the DM, and these are my players.
My name is Bizzly.
Lovers.
And I play... No, we're not. We're not that. We're not.
That was the last episode. Who can say? Who can say?
We're not.
Yeah, lovers. We're lovers now. This is how it is. My name is Conda Fiction, and I play Jay Farron.
My name is Charlie Slimesicle. And I play Gillian Tidestrider.
Tidestrider.
Among us.
Don't say among us.
My name is Jay Farron, and I am
everybody.
Sus.
Where we last left off. Jay and the Freebirds!
Hey.
All the bans have been said. No more
That's
bans.
Okay, the band bit's over. It's been fun.
Love
guys.
It.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking rock this thing to death. Let's be real.
You begin your venture into the supposed temple located inside the mountain of this island to retrieve a magic item for the Empress and in return save your friends and hopefully the previous inhabitants of this island. You first exclaimed your wishes for entering the temple, and while not knowing which of them worked, the smooth stone opened into an entrance. You then climbed broken steps up to a room filled with overgrown vegetation and a curious monstrosity on its ceiling. Due to its kind eyes and gentle nature, you were very reluctant to kill it. And because you didn't, it carried you over a spike trap to the exit on the other side of the room. You said your goodbyes and healed Gertie, which you named this monstrosity, and headed into the next chamber that contained a chalk drawing of a proposal between a couple and an enchanting pond that causes Jay and Chip to fall in love with themselves, simultaneously hate each other. To open this chamber's exit.
We did nothing.
It just opened.
Gillian.
The chamber just popped, just like that.
Gillian and Chip shared a disturbingly perfect act of love, and the three of you proceeded up more steps into the next room. Here you found a coffin with a mummified skeleton holding a black and gold compass. Chip attempted to swap out the compass for an item of similar weight, but the compass didn't budge, and the coffin slammed shut. And in the same instant, the coffin became the body of a huge plant-based monster. The glowing green gems taking the place of eyes and a skull on the face of the coffin sent a blast of magical energy towards you all as you met its gaze, causing Jay and Gillian to once again feel the effects of your flesh turning to stone, and that is where we pick back up.
Oh,
everybody,
God.
Roll for initiative!
Okay.
Woo. Baby!
Natural one!
Oh no!
Natural 20, baby! 26.
Oh, oh shit!
Natural one, baby.
For
real?
Yeah. Okay, guys,
my natural one is minus 2, so I have a negative 1.
Oh, I have a 4.
All right, negative 1 for Gillian.
That's true. That's very
4
true.
4 for Jay. And what's
26.
The total on that, Chip? 26 for my man, Chip. And his icicle crutches. Let's go. Okay.
How did you let me go first in this? How am I faster than you guys?
I don't know. You just have more initiative. You have
they're,
more.
They're probably shocked by the effects of the blast and
the
stone.
You have inertia.
So,
you have
Chip.
Speed and power and weight.
You're the first up. This room, I should say, is about 30 by 30 feet a cube. So you could use your whole movement to run from one end to the other end. And standing now about 15 feet away from you, is this monstrosity who was on the end of the wall at first. You guys are face to face, and it has just taken its action to basically send out this energy to everyone that was looking at it.
I hope you don't read your character sheet and use any underhanded tricks.
Okay, here's what I would like to do.
All right.
I first want to take notice of Jay and Gil. Are they in like? Are they stone?
No, Jay. You look at. Easy to tell. Jay and Gillian are restrained in the pose that they were. When the energy was first sent out. So Gillian has the sword raised above his head, but he looks frozen in that pose, not yet quite turned to stone. You just see remnants of stone starting to crawl up the skin. Jay, same as well, having the arrow knocked back.
Stop.
He keeps putting the troll face on.
Audio listeners, you're better off.
So you see Jay has the arrow knocked back and she's shaking. They're both in this like they're fighting against the magical effects, but they can't quite move at the moment. They are both restrained, but they're not completely stone yet.
Okay, so is there anywhere I could like hide around any vegetation around me that maybe I could get down into and just kind of roll around the room like to try and sneak? I want to sneak attack the creature.
Okay, I think, remember, you don't have to be hidden.
You can sneak attack within 5 feet, but if you want to roll around in the fucking mud, dude, read your sheet.
As a swashbuckler, you don't have to sneak. You don't have to be sneaking to sneak attack. Yeah, you are a dirty fighter, and you do much damage. Please, kill it.
We are on like episode 20, and it's his first.
We're on 21. Everyone, no, no, 22, right?
22.
Yeah, we're on 22, baby.
Yeah, we're on 22. Okay, so I wanna take these crutches and I wanna look at this monstrosity and just go, guys, battering ram! And I wanna like go to push towards it really fast and then push Holy off shit. And slam my feet towards its head.
You're gonna like drop kick.
Yeah.
Yes, dude.
Okay.
Yes.
So again, there is no head of the creature. It's just the body of this coffin with a large skull, sort of. As if the skull, like the coffin was carved to have the skull on it, and in the place of the eye sockets are two green gems, and it now has these monstrous, overgrown arms, limbs, essentially, of vegetation and other, you know, vines and shit. Okay. So, you could keep the coffin in the legs, whatever. You're basically gonna try and drop kick the monster. Okay. Is that still, that should still be unarmed?
Yeah.
Or is the stone an arm now?
I think it's unarmed.
Roll an unarmed strike. And I'll give you a different damage die for it.
Okay.
Because you're stone. Just roll to see if you hit.
Oh shit, that's a 9.
You miss.
I do that in hopes that maybe they will like propel me, but they don't move and I land on the ground between them.
Still here. Oh.
I said battery ram.
I'm still we're just stuck here.
I can't.
Shit.
I can't.
It felt like a cool idea, though.
Okay, well, what now? I just lay there.
I guess if I were you, I'd probably use my bonus action.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Feels a little meta.
Attack him. But what do I know? I'm stone.
You're laying there, and the monstrosity now is just towering over you. You do still have bonus action and movement. You just missed. You didn't go prone or anything.
I reach my sword up and I'm just like.
Why are you making bee noises?
I'll try it with the chain. Nope. Stay right there.
So just swinging it like a ball and chain, except it's a sword and chain.
I need a minute. I need a break.
This is the most painful status effect ever been applied to me. I just have to watch this.
Jay, you got any kind of snacks? I reach into Jay's pocket. I'd like to use my bonus action to search Jay's pockets.
Oh my fucking god.
Sleight of hand check.
She can't resist. Okay, that's a 23.
Okay, you take a reaction, I guess.
You guys, okay. Instead in your turn.
What a great roll. What a good roll. It could be used for anything.
Um,
Jay, what do I get from your buckets?
You got rations.
Oh, I just, okay, I just get those? All right, I was just grabbing around, seeing what I could get from you.
Next up, Jay.
My turn? Really? Yes. I somehow, okay. I'm gonna try to get out of this. 13.
13.
Con save.
So, by the way that this works is this will be at the end of your turn. This this con save to resist the effects. So, you with this save, you do succeed, but you can't do anything for the rest of your turn.
Okay. But is there anything I can actually do while in this state? I'm guessing not, right?
Basically, you have no speed. You can't move at all. You can shoot. You could have shot. If you do want to take your... yes, but you have this advantage.
Can I cast a spell?
Yes, but you have this advantage.
Well, good thing it's not actually... It's just a verbal spell that doesn't do anything until I attack, so I'm casting Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
On the coffin.
Alrighty, yeah. So you can attack, but you have to attack from this range, which is about 15 feet back from the creature.
Oh, shit, wait.
Moment.
I can still attack, since my bonus second. Yeah, I'm gonna take a shot at this guy.
Okay. It's painful, because you're resisting a bunch of stone, but...
Okay, so
disadvantage.
I got yeah.
All right, you miss. The arrow goes wide.
Yeah, so I managed to just barely will in enough to like pull my arm back and flip it. But yeah.
But with 13, you do in the spell's effects, and the stone again shatters and crumbles off of your skin. You feel relieved as you no longer feel restrained or taken by the spell. So you're good. You break free.
The stones off.
Yeah. However. Gillian Dodge Strider.
Gillian Dodge Strider.
Unless you would like... No, you use your action and bonus action. It is your turn, Gillian. What's up?
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. I am going to use my action to cast Bless. So I have this fucking sword raised over my head. Just going to try and get it away.
Yeah.
All right. Woo. I want to cast Bless on all of us
Bless
with my
you.
Action. So...
Bless on yourself?
What that means is, yeah, on myself, on Jay, and on Chip.
Gotcha.
Because they're all within 30 feet. So all of them, whenever they make an attack roll or a saving throw, they add a d4 to it now.
Attack roll, saving throw, add a d4. Gotcha.
Add a d4 to your attack roll, a saving throw. And that is going to be it. I'm now going to try the saving
con
throw.
Save. Con save.
Con save. Here we go. Okay, an A plus 3 is 11, but plus the d4... Is a 12. Cool. Great.
That bless saved your life.
Did it actually?
The DC is 12.
Let's
and
go.
If you failed, you'd be petrified until freed by greater restoration.
Oh fuck.
God.
So the danger here, if you had kept that 11, Gillian would be a stone statue.
Until we brought
but
him
I'm
back,
not
probably.
A stone statue. I'm the fucking one.
And you break
is
free.
Evil. Among us!
God,
I end my turn.
As you say that, and you resist the stone, which is starting to almost take hold of all of your flesh, you strike the pose, and it all shatters, breaks, explodes off of your skin.
Yeah, baby.
And now it is the creature's turn.
God, I'm glad I'd use bless.
The creature swings its arms made of bundles of vines, almost like a large tree trunk, a green tree trunk, and swings it towards Chip.
Still on the ground trying to get up.
Eating much of a fucking ration.
Oh my god.
Or like,
does
my breath,
20 non-natural hit your AC. I'm assuming it does.
Yeah, it does.
Alrighty then. You take 9 points of piercing damage.
Shit! Danger!
And 1 point of poison damage.
Fuck.
How are you looking?
Bad.
How much damage have you taken? Total.
Maybe it's just knacked in the... Are those,
bro,
are those electrolytes
I would,
helping? Are the
I,
electrolytes I, helping?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Wow!
Yeah, Chip gets slammed with these vines and vegetation and gets not necessarily flung from where he was, but he gets flattened once again.
Maybe choke on a raisin.
next up is going to be Chip.
Are these vines reaching out?
Its or limbs are made of
like
overgrown,
okay.
Really thick vines and stuff, yeah.
I want
to
try
kinda,
and like
it kind of looks
over.
Like it elongates whenever he attacks, but...
Hobble over to the side and then do like two strikes down.
Go ahead, roll hit.
So that first one is going to be...
Don't forget you add a d4. You add a d4 to this roll.
A 24 to hit.
24 hits!
Let's go! All
roll
right.
Damage!
18 damage total. No sneak attack on the second one. Only one per turn.
Okay.
And I would also like to
gotcha.
Fall to the ground and roll away out of attack
range. Alrighty. Fancy That's forward, baby. How much damage total was that? Hit me up. In that turn.
18.
Right on. Okay. Next up, Jay. You're freed from the stone.
Okay. Hey, Chip. It's battering ram time.
No, I'm sneaking.
What are you guys doing?
I'm gonna tie a rope around Chip's chest underneath his shoulders.
No, it can't see me. Stop, nice guys. Snug, it can't see nice me. I'm sneaking. Snug. I'm sneaking.
Would that be a bonus action or an action, do you think?
I'll let you tie him up for a free action.
Awesome. I'm gonna do that.
I just want to see him weaponized so bad.
I look towards Gil and I give him a knowing nod.
I give a nod back.
No, are you guys using your turns together?
No, it's not my turn yet, but...
Yeah, I'm just setting him up for his turn in like a
pseudo... So you're holding an action to assist Gillian with this?
Yes.
To help Gillian with this?
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it. If I hold the action to assist, can I apply my Hunter's Mark damage?
I will say you can.
Okay,
but
cool.
Gillian will be rolling to hit with this.
Yes, that is fine. Okay, then yeah, I'm gonna hold my action to assist.
But both of you, I'm assuming both of you guys, you're about to attack with Chip as the weapon.
Yes.
Okay. Gillian, you're up.
What'd you say? That if I grab him by the stone or the rope, the Chip is an improvised melee weapon.
Are you gonna smite with me?
Yeah, I'd say.
Yes! You're gonna smite with me?
I am. Alright. Okay. I want Jay to push him, give him a little momentum, and then I wanna buy the rope, like swing him like up and around and just fucking slam him into
slam
this
the
creature.
Stone feet.
I'm not gonna have toes.
And
I'm trying to figure out what to roll to see if you chip.
Oh shit! Listen, it's magic.
Too late, we're
it's
going
fine.
For it.
And of course I'm gonna use Divine Smite. I'm gonna use my last spell slot, and I'm gonna use Divine Slight. Is this thing, by any chance, an undead or fiend?
I'm going to say that it's not undead or fiend. This creature specifically.
Okay, that's fine.
It seems you can try and ascertain what this is if you make a check on a different turn.
Yeah, for sure. What the fuck attack roll is this? Just like a...
It's an improvised weapon, so I think it's a strength-based weapon, right? So you would just roll...
Yeah,
I'll
just add what I usually do. 13 plus 6 is 19 plus a d4 as well.
That's
going to be 23 to hit. How much damage does a chip do? What should I roll for him?
Do 1d10.
1d10?
1d10 is easy, yeah.
You're really giving us good.
Stone. 1d10 stone.
Okay, I got a 5 on the d10 plus divine smite is going to be 2d8. 7 Yeah, okay, 17.
17 damage with this with the chip strike?
With a chip strike,
17 damage. Is that included with the smite?
Yeah, I rolled really bad.
So,
all
right, how do you tell
me? What does this like? What does smite chip look like?
Yeah, can you? How do you tell me that this is happening?
Okay. So what I want it to be like is Gillian lights up. His hair starts glowing as well. His eyes glow. This lightning flows out of them. His coral glows as well. And as he moves this rope around, the energy moves up the rope. And Chip's, like, fucking buzz cut stands up and his, like, face also
Wait,
begins
do,
to glow.
Do I not have a chance to, like, speak about this before you swing
do
me?
Do you wanna?
I mean, I thought maybe you would explain how you're swinging me and smiting
Absolutely
with me.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm just grabbing you.
Wait, okay. All right, fine.
Hey, Chip, it's time to be the hero you were meant to be.
Woo! Boom! Gillian and the TIE Striders, bitch!
With a loud kaboom, it cracks onto the skull, the gems of this creature's face. And as it does, one of the gems dims. Its glow no longer emanating the same light. And you can see a crack form on that eye. One of the eyes still lit, though. Not like Sans, because it's not blue, okay?
Sans?
I caught myself.
If you didn't say that. If you did not emphasize that.
I started to envision what it looked like, and I could only see Sans, bro.
Now
I just spread the curse.
Now it's Sans in my head.
Lord Almighty.
Sorry. It wasn't
Anyways,
before.
Okay. You do a ton of damage to it.
Yeah, and then that is going to end my turn. I'll use a free action to say, everyone stand back, let me take the hit. what I'll do.
Okay.
I'm still behind Gillian.
Cool.
And, Chip, as you
Sorry,
feel...
Chip.
Well, you don't feel any pressure or anything, but I want you to make a con save.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying, this would be a cool way to get a peg leg.
10.
10?
10.
I'll roll. I'll roll against it.
I didn't even get to go to the bathroom yet. If I lose the ability, I'll be really mad.
You're never going to be able to pee.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
That's nothing okay. on your lower body cracks or
oh.
shatters.
Oh, okay.
I roll for it. I roll for it. I rolled a 3 to your 10.
That's
just so
okay.
you know.
I want this. Yeah, I want his stone legs to glow with like this divine power when he slams into
yeah,
this
Yeah, I
thing.
Would chalk it up to because you were imbued with the divine smite energy. It kind of strengthened the exterior. But if you do it again, we'll roll again.
That's super my
no,
turn.
I'm
that's
good.
Super my turn. That's so my turn.
That's my turn.
My turn's over.
Next up is the monster's turn. Gillian, as you stand there with your chest puffed out and your weapon ready, it takes yeah, a massive sweeping swipe towards you. With its natural 20.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Okay, it's fine, guys. This is what I do. We take these. Everything's good. How bad? How bad? What's the damage?
Both of its vine arms rear back and then come in for a tambourine slam on both sides of your body.
Okay.
You take 10 points of piercing damage.
That's what I
the thorns of the vines and 10 points
oh.
of poison Ooh. Damage.
Okay, all right. Not super awesome. Not super awesome, boys. Not looking too great.
That's half my health, you know.
Once the two limbs separate to reveal Gillian again, both of you see that he is now dripping in his blood from small thorn-like piercing holes in his skin, all on his body.
So is that all you got?
And some of this purple liquid is coming out of his well, seeming to be poison. Same thing that you had experienced, Chip.
So you're saying that Gillian said, hang on, guys, let me take all the damage. Whoosh!
And they got slammed, yes. All right,
I mean,
next up. Actually, Chip, it's your turn.
All right, with one sword hanging back, slam it into the wall, throw myself up, and propel my sword... try and go through one of the branches, and then as I'm moving past it, try and slice with the other one.
Okay, roll to hit. Both attacks.
All right, so that's going to do 8 damage.
Gotcha.
And then I want to once again try and roll out of range.
It's a funny visual.
Fancy roll.
Jay, you're up next.
My turn. Okay. I'm actually going to... help Chip get up for once, I think, quickly.
Thank you.
I'm gonna run to Chip and like get him stood up. Say, hey, sorry about throwing you.
I'll let you do that,
yeah. It's over, Ares! I've got you this time!
Foolish mortal, I have rained terror upon this realm for centuries. Many like you have tried, and all have failed. What makes you think you can defeat me?
Your arrogance is gonna be your end, Ares, because I have the Sword of Destiny!
Oh shit, for real?
Prepare to die!
That's dope, where'd you get that?
What?
The sword, where'd you get it?
I bought it online. The Hero Online store.
Oh, that must have cost a fortune.
Aren't we supposed to be fighting now?
Okay, but like, how much was it, ballpark me?
Okay. I mean, it wasn't bad. I used honey and saved like 86 bucks.
How does bee liquid save you money?
No, okay. So it's like, you know how there's always that coupon code thing at the checkout?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so honey is like this free browser extension that will search the internet automatically and put the coupon code in there and give you the best deal.
What?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't already have honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings.
Yeah, I mean, when you put it like that.
It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'd be doing yourself a solid and this podcast.
What podcast?
The one that we're in right now.
Oh, yeah. Huh. And this honey, you actually use this?
I mean, yeah, I'd never recommend something I don't use.
I guess that's fair.
Look, why don't you give it a try? I mean, you can get honey right now for free at joinhoney.com/JRWI. That's joinhoney.com/JRWI.
Why did you have to say that twice?
What do you mean?
I mean, I heard you the first time. Why did you say it the second time?
Oh, it's because it's in my talking points. I have to say that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, are we gonna fight now?
I mean, I was gonna go shop online. I mean, you just talked about it so much.
Yeah, no, I get it. So should I just go?
Oh, what was that? Sorry, I just got a new hell couch.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm gonna knock two arrows because, you know, next level I get an extra attack. So.
I would say this is the first time you've ever knocked two arrows.
I'm gonna try something crazy now.
Chip,
crazy's knocking two arrows.
This has never been done before.
I guess don't knock until you try it.
And she's trying it or not. She's doing both at the same time. She's knocking it and trying it.
I blast them off. I can't All see right. what it is.
Roll
17 plus 1d4.
This already hits, so you're good.
So it's 11 plus 7, because I have Colossus Slayer as well. So 18 damage total.
Ooh.
Alrighty. Colossus Slayer is a monster that's bigger than you, I'm guessing? I forget.
Colossus Slayer is once per turn when you hit a creature with a weapon attack, the creature takes an extra d8 damage if it's below its maximum HP.
Gotcha. Okay, 18 damage total?
Yeah. That's so the way I shoot, one of them goes slower, and they both, like, pierce the same spot. They pierce each other.
Yeah. Alrighty,
just, like, doubles the hit. That's how I want to flavor the Colossus Slayer, at least.
Beautiful. Your vision, the target is the only thing lit in this room. The rest of the environment is just in the shade of red as you are marked. This is the creature that you will kill as the hunter. Next up, Gillian.
I'm going to jump on it. Pull out the immovable rod.
Oh my god.
And I want to open the coffin, stick it in, and click the button, and then jump off.
Make a strength check to open the coffin.
Can this guy...
It is slammed shut, and it will not be easy to open.
What are the chances you'd let me make this little maneuver athletics since I'm jumping up onto it? What are the chances? All right, I'll make a strength. 22.
It's a struggle, but you managed to pry open this coffin, which seemingly was being shut. Magically.
Yep.
And
I fucking stuff
you're
this
holding
thing
it
in
open
there?
As it's still trying to close, uh-huh. and you throw it in there, and what? What happens?
Not yet, buddy. I throw it in there, click it, so it can't move, and then I wanna do a sick flip off, and okay. roll. It's gonna get an opportunity attack on me, but I basically want to run out of its range. So now that it's basically stuck there.
Right. You. Okay, so the coffin slams shut as soon as you remove your hands and leaving the immovable rod clicked in place inside the coffin. Now, 11 doesn't hit your AC, right?
It does not.
Okay, then you get away scot free.
Okay, cool. I do Chip's maneuver and I just barrel roll on the ground out of it.
All right, and I'll say that'll be your
action. I've locked it in place. Stay out of range and we should be good to finish it off. That's what I'll say. And that is gonna end my... turn.
Okay, next up is the creature's turn. As the coffin slams shut, it tries to lumber forward, and you all hear the sound of a rod crushing the skeleton inside and hitting the back of this coffin stone, and it starts to move, and then it tries to lumber back, and then the coffin door sort of bulges open a little bit, but doesn't open quite. So it's just kind of moving in this small space.
Imagine it sounds like a xylophone in there with the bones.
It's basically the rib cage and whatnot. Well,
look out, Jay. It's taking your spot in the band.
Oh. You see the creature raise both of its limbs up and slam it into the ground. And as it does, some of the vines start to elongate and grow and mix within the stone and the vegetation that's on the ground itself. I need everybody here to make a strength saving throw.
Okay,
I'm
boys.
Not good at
add that D4. Add that D4, boys.
That's gonna probably save me. 15 for me.
24.
Okay.
12.
Okay. you guys see Chip, where you're standing, all of you see that the vines start with these thick red thorns start to crawl up your skin and your limbs. But Jay and Gillian, you swipe away, cutting them free and moving away from where they're growing. Chip, however, they start to move up the stone of your legs and you're not feeling anything because your legs are stone.
That guy's jumping around.
Thor
can't even do anything. He's just a stupid box. What are you gonna do, you stupid box? Oh, ooh,
mate,
come
Chip,
get
look
me!
Look down! Look
ooh,
down!
Oh, come get! Oh shit!
Chip, it's vines.
The vines wrap around your lower body. However, in this moment, you are restrained, but you don't take damage from the thorns because your lower body is made of stone.
Nice.
So you can't move. But you don't take damage.
Talk about fucking just
lucky.
Working out there.
Yeah. All right.
Lucky man.
In that case, next up, Chip.
All right, I'm gonna use my bonus action strike to try and cut these before I do anything
else. All
right, go ahead. Oh shit, that's gonna
don't
be.
Don't forget, you added D4. Yeah,
that's gonna be 13.
Roll just either athletics or acrobatics, because you're basically cutting the vines as they're growing up and trying to restore themselves as you're cutting them away. Okay. So at the same time as while you're hitting it, you have to make like a check to get away from it.
Right, acrobatics 29.
That's what I'm saying. All right, yeah, totally good. You free yourself from this, essentially an entangle spell. What do you hold your action to do?
I want to kind of like hobble over towards the middle, and I want to say, can somebody grab my legs and swing me at it?
Killian fucking puts his sword down. He's ready to go. All
right, I want
to sprint towards
him. I want to hold my action to attack.
When Gillian swings you, gotcha.
That's awesome.
Jay,
that's awesome.
Your turn, what do you do?
Oh, I'm trying to think of something cool
a,
I can
a lot
do
of
now.
The vegetation, I know I keep saying that, but that's all I can think of. The vines, what it's made of, the parts of its body, its limbs, they are breaking, falling off of its body and withering as it hits the ground. And it can't move from where it is.
Regular shot with bow.
Go for it.
13 plus D4.
I will say, it is looking, it's looking real. 15 is the AC.
Okay, so
you
I
hit. Yep.
14 damage.
Gotcha. The arrow strikes true, and at this point,
truly.
One of the arms that is attaching itself to the coffin, the body of the coffin here, goes completely limp, and whatever was using an adhesive to keep itself on or wrapping around this coffin to create these limbs, that arm falls clean off. And it looks like it's struggling to not only move from its spot, but to just keep it up in general. To keep stood up in general.
Fuck
so,
yeah, okay.
Gillian, unless you have anything else you'd like to do, Jay, it is your turn.
Okay, alright, it's my turn.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm gonna take Chip, and I'm just gonna fucking throw him at the coffin.
Wait, what?
Okay.
No, I meant swing me!
Sail! Bam.
Just roll an athletics check to throw and
put his head first this time.
I got a 9.
Yeah.
Hit
okay.
Plus 4.
Chip, roll with this.
It's oh wait, is this an attack roll or an athletics check?
It was an athletics check.
Okay, yeah, so 9.
Because you're throwing, you're not making any.
Oh right, yeah, it's not a sit.
Chip is making the attack.
Okay, so make the attack.
Yeah, I was gonna say make it with advantage, but since he failed his athletics check, you just make a straight roll.
Don't forget to add that to
that
ball,
definitely
baby.
Hits.
26 to hit.
20 hits. Yeah, it hits. Absolutely, dude.
Okay, so that is going to do 18 damage.
Woo!
Chip, how do you want to do this?
Let's go! This is your destiny, Chip!
I wanna be holding my two swords out like that, and I wanna like lay on the ground like this, like, all right. Now just let me go. Just throw me. Or like swing me. And he goes to pick me up and throws me. I said, no, wait, I meant swing. And as I'm going, I want to sail like a large arrow. You know, Jay led the shot with that little baby one and I was the true arrow. And I want to go slamming into this thing.
You push the arrow in.
Crumble
it.
Yeah.
All right. You get sent flying. Gillian in his warrior-induced excitable state throws you into the coffin and your swords pierce the very stone, the gems of the eyes of the coffin itself, shattering both of them. And as this happens,
woo!
You get flung over, kind of flip over it, and land on your back on the other side. both of your swords probably still stuck in the coffin as it, the limbs of the, of this creature fall immediately. The coffin's bottom hits the ground and then falls onto its back again. And combat is over.
Hey, Jay, you got any more raisins?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Pass him his way.
I just grab one, I lob one
the chip.
Yeah, I go to give you a pretzel, but then Pretzel reaches up and I give it to her instead.
More raisin.
I can only give you... These are supposed to last for...
Come closer, I don't have much time.
Okay. It's okay. Jay. I give him three more raisins.
Jay. Chip needs a raisin.
There's so many raisins in there.
I gave you
five. I gave you five packages of military rations.
We're not gonna make it out of this one, Jay. Not all of us.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's dead? It's dead. We killed it. You
thrown it in twice. No, Jay, you're wrong. You're so wrong.
Gil, Jay. I think we leave Chip. I think Chip's
don't,
the one who
no,
dies
don't,
here.
No, Jay, don't do that. Jay, don't. Jay, don't do that. Jay, Keely's help me up.
I stand him up.
Okay, cool.
Okay, what now?
Well, all that for this compass. I want to see if it opens. I want to unclick the immovable rod, put it back in my briefcase, and
yeah.
Really, and just not going to give it to her?
Pick up the compass.
It's just a compass.
Well, so, Gillian, you approach the coffin now as Jay helps Chip up. It opens easily, like a normal coffin. And inside, you can see that parts of the skeletal mummified figure, the ribs are broken. The arms are still intact where the shoulders were placed. The head is still there. Some of the legs are a little discombobulated. a lot of the jewelry that it was wearing has been fallen off onto the ground, but it's still holding the compass, and you're still, if you go to grab it, it does release pretty easily.
I wonder who this was. I want to hobble over. go ahead and have your serious conversation real quick.
Oh, I was just gonna say, who was this before their fate led them here to this tomb?
Is there anything like on this person, a skeleton at all, besides this compass?
There's lots of jewelry, right?
I grab a bone.
Okay, yeah, you grab a bone. Lots of golden jewelry. Yeah.
Shit, why not?
The face completely was like wrapped, as well as some of the body. I say mummified skeleton, like it was, you know, supposed to be wrapped up, but over time the wraps himself probably just decayed.
The jewelry,
however, it's still polished, shining. Looks new.
We have our boon. Maybe we leave this body as in peace as we can.
Hey guys, look. Right. And I'm holding up the bone to like my midsection.
And there it is.
And just smiling at him.
Okay.
Got a boner.
Oh my fucking god.
Come on, we did it. It's fine. We won.
We have no idea what culture we're trampling on right now. This could have been some ancient leader.
As you're saying that, I'm just playing
some kind of
like
important
I'm
figure.
The two bones and playing his other limbs like a xylophone.
Life was probably so important.
This is the guy who asked us if we were ready to take a life if we had to.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a very important question.
Maybe we should put him on xylophone.
I think I could be a guitarist. Or
hey,
a bassist.
Don't step
where
on my bass, Jay.
Yeah.
Then put down the bones, Chip.
Okay, fine. I mean, I could be on the drums.
Oh god, he stopped defiling the body.
Sorry.
Okay.
Look, well, hand me the compass quickly.
Of course, this is it. Pass it to him.
All right. Yeah, you hand him over the compass, black and gold.
Why does she want this? I click it open.
Are you inspecting the compass at this point?
And yes. I don't want to know if I knew anything about it beforehand or if I can sense.
Roll perception check.
Okay. Three.
You don't see anything other than just the compass itself. You're not really paying attention, apparently.
Perhaps there's some magic inside of it.
I did sense some magic coming off of it.
But if this is what it takes to free this place...
Soggy waffles.
Gillian looks shocked. Why? I've already done it so much.
Yeah, Jay, do you understand anything about this?
Can I take a closer look?
Yeah. Yeah, you can make a perception check on it as well. Or investigation, you can choose.
Investigation it is.
Gillian Tidestarter does not make an investigation check.
22.
Finally, a good roll.
Chip hands it over. It's still open. It is this, like a normal compass would normally be just like a handheld object. This one is more of like a box that you do kind of open. Inside of the cap, as you're inspecting it, it looks like a fancy, very well-crafted compass with little, patterns that are etched or painted sort of into the underneath the compass's dial itself or its mechanisms and stuff. You can see like a faint bit of the gears underneath, and even at the bottom it kind of says like a tiny little meter showing whether it's night or day based on that however it's tuned. But something catches your eye that looks very familiar. Inside the cap of the compass, you read the initials carved in underneath of it. And they read N-K.
N-K.
And you immediately recognize these initials because they're the same initials tattooed inside the crescent moon on the wrist of Gillian Tidestrider.
No way. Wait a minute, I grab Gil's arm, and then I look at the compass in the arm, like...
Same initials, same font.
Use the same typeface and everything.
My god.
What is it?
Size 10, Comic Sans.
It's not Comic Sans.
Niklaus Kendricks. It appears there's more desires he's granted that have led to terrible things.
No, but Niklaus's last name starts with an H, that's a K, that's not his name.
Kendricks, I thought it was.
Kendricks? I thought it was Hendricks the whole time.
No.
Was it Hendricks or Kendricks?
It is Niklaus Hendricks. Niklaus is spelled N-I-K-L-A-U-S. So he just uses the first two... name.
That's what I
thought. It is signed N-K, but not N-H.
If he had his hands on this, there's no way it was good. I would even say it led to perhaps the death of this person.
Maybe many others.
I wonder who this person was. Can I investigate the actual coffin to see if this person is anyone of significance, maybe?
Very much significance. It looks like this entire place... just by looking at the coffin and how well it's made, crafted, there was a magical stones embedded into the skull on the face of it that if you want to roll an arcana check quickly.
I probably wouldn't be the best person to roll an arcana check. I guess just like natural 20. I am fucking magician.
Holy shit.
22.
Okay, yeah. No, you immediately gather just inspecting the coffin itself. This compass has intense magical energy concentrated in it. And the two gems that were placed on the coffin inside the eyes of the sockets of the skull were also incredibly magical.
Grizzly, where is the compass pointing?
Well, hold on. Chip, you gather that this whole area... This temple or tomb was built to house this passed on person. So very, very significant, apparently.
Oh, I think this guy's important. I start putting his bones back together. Sorry.
And also, with the same arcana check, there's a magical aura that fades as you watch vines that were behind where the coffin was mounted on the wall start to decay and wither and then eventually just disintegrate, revealing the exit to this room as well.
Guys, I think this vine thing was just trying to
protect it. Stop it from evil people getting it. You know, like the person who sent us here to get it. And
well, are we much better to hold on to something like this? I mean, I look towards Gil, who has a packed kind of deal.
I have
deal
no
going.
Reason to believe this compass could cause any good.
Right. Once again, though, I would like...
I mean, we killed
who's holding
thing.
The compass?
I am right now.
I thought Gil was. I thought, okay.
No, I had it in my hand because
someone
I was
taken
expecting
it from
it.
Me, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I am.
So, like,
I am.
Are we the bad guys?
No. No. Well,
we just killed this thing and stole this thing for a bad person.
Well,
that kind of makes us bad guys.
We could free this island, but I believe we are learning more now.
It's morally gray.
Fuck.
I would like to look at where this compass is pointing.
Okay, you attempt to use this compass, and you can feel a bit of its magical energy start to, it kind of makes your arm numb as you hold it and try to use it. The compass spins quickly at first, almost like a clock, as the hands are going around and around. The compass points slightly northeast, and as you try and move it, it stays in the same direction, changing as needed. But it points the same way.
I don't really get it. It's just kind of pointing northeast. I mean,
that's strange. I,
Gil, here, you take it,
why?
I guess.
Yeah, I take it.
I'm going to go check out the skeleton.
Okay.
I'm not actually going to roll for anything. I'm just going to look at it.
I'm just looking at the compass. Okay, yeah, I try and use it.
Points north.
It shifted a little.
Here, Gil, what? I don't think you should be holding that.
I can't get the
We're all easy.
And as you guys are handing this off to each other, you can feel the magical energy that numbs your arm at phase as you let go of it and stop using it. Chip, you do the same thing.
I don't really attempt to use it. I don't know that they're using it for anything. I just take it.
If you're just holding on to it and you don't try to use it to get somewhere, then it just continues to spin.
What is this thing? I mean, it's a compass, but like, how much do you think this is worth?
I don't think we should sell it.
No price worth paying. But maybe the salvation of everyone here.
Well, that's a price, technically. You know, salvation for everyone. Big mansion, boat, you know. Prices.
We can talk about it on the way down, but I do worry now that she will use this.
No,
I worry too.
Trust me, I'm joking. We got a lot of treasure, like a shit ton of treasure. We gotta find a way to use this against her, but I don't know what it does.
Well. Here's what I know. It pointed in a different direction for me and Gil. And it's spinning in circles for you for some reason. And with Niklas, you said that he was all about desires and every...
All about daddy desire. That's him.
That's a weird thing to say.
That is a weird thing to say.
He said it. He proclaimed himself as it.
That is almost weirder.
So what if it...
No, it is.
No, it's like, I'm the champion of the undersea. He's the daddy of desires. I don't make all the titles.
What if it points in the direction of what you desire most?
Hmm.
And why would it chip?
You know what I
Maybe
desire.
Try and...
You know what I desire. Where does it point?
Chip holds it up. And it points directly west.
Interesting.
Okay, I can see the danger in this. I take it.
No. What does she want with it? I mean, we can just take it and leave, right?
Everyone wants something. And no, we can't. We need to see this through. Why don't we ask her?
Why do we need to see this through?
Her name is
I mean, we could just go. Now we have a compass that we would take us exactly where we need to go. You know?
You want to leave? You want to break this deal? Leave Aslana, Maria, and dozens of other... Old Man Earl!
Oh, shit, I forgot about Earl.
Who's going to make our orange juice?
I don't know. Maybe we get Earl, but... I mean, everybody else here kind of sealed their own fate, right?
By being here? No. Let's see this through. Let's do what's right.
I don't feel good about keeping it.
I don't know if we've been doing what's right up to this point, and I don't know if giving her this thing is going to be right. You know, maybe what's right is just minding our fucking business for once.
I mean,
I don't think you fully believe that.
It'd be nice, though. Right? I mean...
Chip, being a hero is about making sacrifices.
I'm not a hero, Gil! I'm not!
Anyone can be.
Or maybe I don't want to be.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know. It's fine. Let's go stop them. But we're not giving up this watch.
Then what do we do with it? This compass...
Compass, whatever.
It's already taking effect on you. You literally...
What do we do with it? We keep it. This could take us where we need to go.
Not where you need to, Chip. Where you want to. And I know there's a difference. Let's start walking out. Because that the line was badass.
Yeah, I don't say anything. I'm not... That's fine.
You're holding on to the compass, right, Gillian?
No, I'm holding on to it.
He has it. He was snatching onto it. He's not letting it go, so I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna tell him that and walk out.
I'll keep it hidden away.
Yeah. Where before the coffin was mounted and the vines cleared, Gillian, you begin to head out the exit of this chamber. Jay, I assume you follow.
Yeah, I do.
The two of them look at you as you are latched onto this compass, Chip, and you. Waddle over to your ice crutches, which are getting a little watery now as they're starting to melt. They still hold you up.
Just really small now, you have to like hobble.
And quietly you all exit this chamber. It's another set of steps. And that's where we're gonna end the session tonight.
Ooh, mama!
All right, everybody, you've made it to the end of the episode. Now you know what time it is. It's time to give a shout out to our high rollers. That's right, our big ballers, our big boys, our pocket patrol. So let's give a big shout out to Ben Trillion over at the craps table. Oh, playing the game, playing it well. But Ben 10, giving him a run for his money, coming in hot, making fet. I don't know how to play craps, but he's doing it. He's doing it really well. Chrysonis Sin over at the blackjack table. Oh, but hang on now. I think Buttery Toast might be bluffing. But Jazzy Bagpiper definitely sees right through it. Sees right through this facade. But Iridescent Cakes has no idea what's happening and just sat down at the blackjack table because they didn't know what else to do. But that doesn't stop Viridin from coming in hot with the double, I don't know how to play blackjack either. I'm not a gambler, but Viridin wins. Viridin won the game. Oh man, that's crazy. But over at the slot machine, that win pales in comparison to the jackpot that Catastetic just got. Oh shit, you should have seen all the coins coming out of that machine. Creepy Reaper was looking a little jealous. I think they're going to come in and maybe take a couple of those coins, but Cake Vape Master 69 would never let that happen because they are going to stop any robberies from taking place in this casino. Cake Vape Master knows what to do in situations like this. But Kirby Wafro does not because they have immediately taken to screaming and running around. They may have taken something. I don't know. Who's to say? Maybe they're just like crazy. Who knows that? Who knows? I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. They're just Kirby Wafro being Kirby Wafro. Who's to say? Why are you judging? Let him live. You let him live. I'm going to let him live. What are you doing? Luna Sophie. Oh, man. Oh, man. Over there serving the drinks out to the folks. You love to see it. Who could have a casino without a bartender? And then the King of Ranch set up his own little bar, just serving ranch to the members of the casino. Anon, don't read or acknowledge, hiding in the corner, doesn't want to be read or acknowledged, but we are acknowledging anyway, because that is just how she goes in the casino. Sometimes you just got to roll the dice. Serene is actually a skeleton rattling their bones all the way on down to the, what's another gambling thing? What is a gambling thing? Gambling thing. Hang on, I got this, one second.
bingo, headed down to the bingo table. That's right. Can't have all that craziness, all that stuff like that, rattling your bones on over to the bingo table. But it looks like Indy Mindy 9 has got 5 in a row, and that's going to give the bingo game to Indy Mindy 9. But Unoya Loon is not happy about this, so it's time for retaliation. It seems like a fight has broken out, and Gillian's biggest fan is now just body slamming people throughout the entire place. Rishiznivi is using the chaos to take the coins that they can and just get away with as much money as possible. Cornier Comet is trying to hold the situation down, make sure everyone's not getting too rowdy, but it looks like it's getting too out of place because Jumpiest Venus has started destroying all the machines. It looks like your gal pal Valerie V has taken the blackjack dealer and tied him up and is now becoming the new blackjack dealer, but does not know how to play the game. So it looks like Edgy Moss and Charmer the Bard sitting at the blackjack table are in for a real ride over there. But that would never stop Riker Kurotu from doing that. You know the machine where you hit the thing with the hammer? Doing that one, and he's killing it. He's killing the game, mostly because he's got that cool name. It's like a Mortal Kombat name. It's awesome. That should be a Mortal Kombat name. It just should. Zigzag Sugar walking into the casino, seeing all this bullshit and walking right out, but walking right past Nonzlottle, who's coming in ready for the chaos. But that is very opposite to Asterion Nyx, who thought this was a Chuck E. Cheese. But it is not. It is now a casino that is now on fire thanks to Salutation, who is setting little fires in the corner. And JRWI Enjoyer is trying to put it out, but secretly just wants it to go all up in flames. And Jay Newell, our owner of this casino, watches on in horror. Anyway, thank you so much for making it to the end of the episode. We will catch you in the next one.